This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Hey, join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, there's been a story in the news over the last several days, and I don't know if there have been any updates on it within the last 24 hours or so. I haven't looked, but there was big headlines earlier in the week about this hacker that has hacked into the Apple iCloud, as
yeah.
It's called. And for those that don't know, the cloud is a storage technology where instead of storing things on your phone or on your computer, you store them on the internet, you store them on the cloud, which is basically just, you know, a set of servers out there somewhere that stores files for you and then syncs them to your device and that kind of thing. So turns out what was happening was, shocker, people were taking pictures of themselves naked and or in sexual positions or taking video of sexual things and posting them to their cloud, which they thought was private and should have been. Turns out there was a security flaw, and Apple didn't patch the flaw in time or whatever. Somebody found the flaw, and they exploited that flaw, and they got access to what it was ostensibly hundreds of celebrity accounts.
Yep.
And were able to download pictures of naked celebrities, and now the world's going crazy.
Yeah, and people like pictures of naked celebrities. That's, That's it. I mean, there's lots of demand for that.
Let's see. One of them was Jennifer Lawrence, who is the lead actress in The Hunger Games, as I understand it.
Yep, I saw a picture of her. Now, I thought there was a great quote today coming from a Ariana Grande or Grandy. I'm not sure how she pronounces it.
I don't know either. She's a singer of some sort.
Something like that. I don't know who she is, but I'll tell you what. She's got chutzpah. She says she's much cuter than the leaked nude pictures. Fake leaked nude pictures is her claim. So
she's saying that had they been pictures of her, they'd have been even better.
You wish you got some naked pictures of me, Buster. You know, like,
she's an attractive lady.
That would be a really good day for you.
Yeah. Yeah, she's an attractive lady.
She seems so fine. Yeah.
There have been
no shortage of attractive women, but being clever in the face of adversity, there's a shortage of that. And so I'm proud of her for that that quote.
Well,
good for her.
One of the responses on this has been anger, right? Like, you know, that this has happened and we're going to get lawyers involved and we're going to do something about this.
What else would we do, right?
And I posted on my Facebook page about this and basically said, look, if you don't want the pictures to get out there, just don't take the pictures.
It's excellent advice.
And that's not – and then I was told I was victim shaming. And I'm sorry. That's not victim shaming. Look.
Well, I don't know if you're victim shaming or not.
Because these
people were
victims of a hacking, right? Like,
right.
They didn't put these out there intentionally. It wasn't even the boyfriend, like the ex-boyfriend, you know, what do they call those, the revenge porn, where the ex-boyfriend or girlfriend will post pictures to one of these revenge porn sites to kind of get back at somebody. It wasn't that either.
Well, it was worse. It was people not taking responsibility for the pictures that they took by putting them up on this centralized server.
Well, they figured it'd be secure. I mean, you don't think that when you take a picture and put it on the cloud that it's going to be hacked. But
ladies
that's what
and happened. Gentlemen, when you trust large organizations like Apple and Google,
Home
and
Depot.
These organizations, they are going to lose your information.
Yeah.
They're going to lose it.
Whether it's your credit card information or your nudie pictures.
I'm sorry, history isn't on your side. You can claim ignorance, and you may be ignorant, but the ignorance is your fault.
Right. I mean, it's not blaming the victim to give someone advice for the future.
No,
say,
I don't think it is.
If you don't take the picture, you can't lose them. You can't have them fall into the hands of someone who you don't want them to have.
Indeed.
I mean, you don't want to have them.
Yeah, I mean, oh, that's isn't it obvious?
I mean, it seems like it should be obvious. And if you take these pictures, then you really shouldn't be so upset. I mean, there's always a good chance that whoever it was, the ex that you were with, because in a lot of cases, these pictures are taken for the benefits of somebody that they're in love with.
Somebody's career is getting drop-kicked to the moon right now over these pictures. I don't know who it is. I'm not paying enough attention.
It's a fairly large group of people that this is affecting.
But I hear Jennifer Lawrence's name over and over again.
She's probably one of the bigger names.
If she handles this with aplomb...
She is not.
I don't know.
She's allegedly one of the ones who has threatened attorneys.
I don't know. Maybe that's aplomb and maybe it's not. It really, this is about managing the issue. And, you know, there are people out there whose careers have been vitalized, just from sex videos and things like that. So this could be great. I don't remember I saw one of these pictures. Somebody was in the studio looking at them, mm-hmm. and, oh, yeah, okay. And I thought, not bad, right?
There's a naked woman.
Well, you need to understand is when you see Playboy or, porn, is you have body models. These are people who have really great bodies, and they do what they can with their face, right? It's awesome to have a really great body and a really great face, but to have a really great face, the ability to act, and then on top of that look good with your clothes off is pretty difficult. There are plenty of people, men and women in this world, who look better with clothes on than they look mm-hmm. with their clothes off. And that's fine if you're going to have a job where you keep your clothes on. It's not so fine if you have a job where you keep your clothes off.
In a lot of cases,
whoever this was, and I don't remember which one it was, they have apparently all three. Good on them!
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think that if you're going to be taking naked pictures of yourself, that you should be so upset about it. I mean, really, there's a good chance that your lover is going to not love you at some point in the future or going to be upset at you, and that's why these revenge porn websites are so popular.
If you're going to take nude pictures of yourself, first, don't use an iPhone. Secondly, take the pictures, store them on a thumb drive that you keep in that safe or whatever you have in the house, the firebox, whatever place you keep.
What's the point of that?
Because you don't want them to get out.
Then why? Okay, look, the reason why people take these pictures is usually to probably share them with somebody.
I'm not sure that that's
about
the case. When you're talking about somebody who makes their living on the camera, then they may very well just be looking at what they look like.
That's
I've never done this. I look at myself in the mirror when I get out of the shower. I go, oh, God, I'm fat. So I don't take these pictures. But, you know, they might be able to. They may be taking the pictures just to look at them and say, hey, what do I look like?
It is possible that another option is that they are collecting them. You're right. I mean, that's certainly a possibility. But typically, when you hear about these stories, because usually it's not a hacking that results in this. Usually it's some lover who puts them online.
That does happen often.
And in that case, usually those pictures, at least, were taken and explicitly shared with that lover.
I don't have any.
That was why they were taken. The lover went on vacation or something, and the person took some naked pictures to keep the lover tided over while he or she was on vacation.
I don't have any advice on how to properly take naked pictures that you're going to give people. I don't have it. I would claim that you can probably do as well with pictures of, in some level of undress mm-hmm. that you're giving that aren't going to be nearly as compromising, and that is the wise thing to do in this circumstance. I don't know.
So the Los Angeles Times here, Mark, and you've admitted to looking at one of these pictures. They say, one of the people there in their opinion column says, you shouldn't click on nude celebrity photos or something else we've talked about in the last couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
beheading porn.
I see. I wouldn't call that porn, but okay.
This is a story from Pat Morrison is the reporter or the opinionist over at LATimes.com. Maybe you couldn't resist, writes Pat. After all, what would it hurt? And who would know? So you clicked and watched that video of an American man in an orange jumpsuit getting his head cut off.
Well, no, I watched. I didn't want to watch.
I didn't either. I tried
until
to avoid it.
We were on the air talking about it, and then I realized, you know what? I have a job to do. I have a job to inform people of, mm-hmm. What is news. I think Americans forming policy is important, and that this video is part of that. So to suggest that I shouldn't look at it and report on it and have an opinion – really is something entirely different.
Or maybe you clicked on a different site to have a glance, just a glimpse, honest, at one of those glamorous actresses, naked. In the latter case, it makes you a party to a theft. In the former, it makes you the audience for mass murderers. We'll come back with more of this opinion piece. You can share your thoughts, whether it's the beheadings or the naked pictures or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. You just dial toll free here and bring up whatever you want. Toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Express Coin. What is it?
ExpressCoin is the place to go get cryptocurrencies, whether they're Bitcoin, which you probably heard a great deal about, or some of the other lesser-known cryptocurrencies, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin. Whether you're in the United States or Canada, they are the best choice. They pride themselves in their customer service, so much so that they've just recently redesigned their website to give you more support on the back end. They're completely legal. They're licensed money services business. Completely very inexpensive. One of the lowest rates we've been able to find anywhere. Lowest rate you've been able to find, Ian?
Yes.
There you go. Easy to use and fast is if you go make a deposit in a local credit union in your town, you can have your Bitcoins by the next business day. It's ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 of Bitcoin or whatever cryptocurrency you want it for no fee. So get under $40, and there's no fee at all with coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. And thanks for everybody who's been using it. ExpressCoin was, by the way, just talking to them today, and they love the business that we send to them.
Oh, fantastic. Good to know. So LATimes.com, Pat Morrison has an opinion piece saying that you are a naughty person. You should not click on nude celebrity photos or beheading porn online, the beheading videos that have been discussed recently. We'll get into the rest of the opinion piece here in moments. Pizza Guy is with us first, listening in Fargo, North Dakota. Hello, Pizza Guy.
Yeah, I was recently inspired by a conversation you guys were having about condescension the other day, and I just kind of wanted to touch on that topic a little bit here.
All right, sure.
I don't think I like your tone.
I think it was Liberty Phoenix or somebody was saying how everybody says he sounds condescending and he doesn't know what to do. And I actually, in my teenage years, had a lot of problems with that where everybody said that I thought I was so much smarter than everybody else and I was always talking down to them. And what I kind of came to realize over the years is that I am smarter than everyone. And by treating them like my peers, they felt like I was talking above them or over their heads, and that led to condescending. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think this might be a lot of people's problems who end up being told that they're condescending is that what they're really trying to do is assume, because I had always assumed, I didn't realize that most people are less intelligent than I am. It just was something that never clicked because I'm a solipsistic narcissist to boot. So why wouldn't everybody else be exactly like me? And if you think about it, if you're even in the top third of intelligence, of people, most people you meet will be less intelligent than you.
Right? Well, I have to say this conversation has not really forwarded the idea of not being condescending. What you're saying is you can't help it. You're saying that any time you talk to somebody, you condescend, whether you are talking above them or talking down to them. You truly do believe you're better than everyone else.
Well, what I'm saying is that sometimes the only way to avoid being condescending is to do what you may believe is talking down to people, because by bringing yourself down to their level and talking down at their level, then they don't feel talked down to. When in fact, in reality, they are.
I can't relate to this, but Mark, I'm sure can, because I don't believe I am any better than anyone else. But Mark certainly believes he is.
Most people, I think that the best way to communicate with them is to try to keep a smile on your face, not a big fake cheerleader smile, but
grunts,
you know,
smoke signals.
You speak to them as though you're happy to talk to them, and of course, you have to explain the things you're saying, because there's so many terms out there.
And it seems like you're patronizing.
You have to explain what you're saying, no matter what. If somebody says, look, after you've explained two or three different things to them, they suggest that you up the level a little bit, fine, up the level a little bit, and just let me know if I need to explain something to you, that's fine. My practice of dealing with Ian by trying to make him smarter by yelling at him is a really bad one, but it is sadly the system that I have developed over time for Ian specifically. And I wonder, really, really wonder to myself many times whether he does this crap on purpose or whether he's really, you know, that dense.
What are you talking about?
Right, that, exactly. He went to the smart kid school. You think he'd be able to swim in, like, the, you know, somewhere near the deep end. But, you know, not, sometimes not at all. But I think you've got – what's that?
It's just hyper solipsism. And I,
what does that
I have
mean?
It
I don't know what that means.
That means that basically that you feel the way you view and experience the world is the same way that everybody else views and experiences the world. And so you have a hard idea thinking
that
other people
can
say, okay, well, it seems for me, and I've been listening to you guys for a long time, that when people don't see it your way, that you don't understand it. And that's why you don't understand when you're being condescending, because you feel, and because I make these same effects all the time, you feel like you're talking to them at their level, right? And they feel like they're being talked under, and you say, well, what's the big deal? I'm not being condescending, because your intention, and you know your intention, and because you're a solipsist, you believe that other people would naturally know what your intention is, because you, whether you know it or not, can't fathom that they have a thought, that they don't know what you're thinking. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it's... I guess I understand where you're coming from, but I certainly don't have any preconceived notion that all people think the same way as I do. That's ridiculous. All people are very different. People have come to the table with different experiences, different life dramas and stories, and they all have very different ways of interpreting life. And so I don't know what made you think that way, but I don't.
I often find the condescension thing is a refuge for those that don't wish to think about the topic you're looking at. And I think there's a great argument coming from the other side that there's no such thing as a dumb person, right? Like that there's people with different abilities in different areas. I don't know how to articulate which areas it is that I believe are important in you know, a given conversation and which ones aren't. I think it's an interesting conversation, right? Like there's supposedly 9 areas of intelligence. Then I read some study out of, I think it was Nova or something like that. I read a lot of science magazines when I was in prison because I didn't have anything else to do. And, you know, there apparently some Harvard study had said there were 17 areas of intelligence, and that was some time ago. I may have the number wrong. But when you're talking about somebody who's performing in, if there's 20 areas of intelligence and you're talking about somebody who performs in the top 5% of those areas, and that if you, of course, claim that a person can have only one area of intelligence, which is ludicrous, then you would have everybody would be a genius in some particular area. This Temple Garin gal who, you know, believed that she thought like animals, believes that she thinks like animals or whatever, you know, maybe she's a genius at designing slaughterhouses, which is what she's, you know, done to some extent. That's great, but, you know, she may not be a real genius at, you know, discussing other people's emotions.
Any final thoughts, Pizza Guy? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, just in my personal experience, and so this is what helped me, is that when I started talking down to people is when they stopped telling me I was condescending. And it helped when I read the book How to Win Friends and Influence People, which I kind of read as like the most evil black book of vile disgustingness about being condescending to people that I had ever read. But when I put it,
Pizza Guy, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. There's more coming up. We can talk about that book in moments.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market, not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With 4, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You take control here, toll-free. You can tell us how you feel about the proposal here from the Los Angeles Times that says that you really shouldn't be looking at nudie celebrity pictures that have been leaked, or beheading porn, as they call it here, the beheading videos, or the alleged beheading videos.
Yeah, I don't watch that stuff for prurient reasons, and I'm honestly insulted that they would call it that.
Well, the term prurient has not been used yet in this particular article, but
maybe I'm not looking at beheading porn, as they call it, these videos of beheadings, because I like it.
They're not saying that your motives matter here, Mark. Let me get
into
the story.
It's not porn.
Let me get into the story here in just a moment, but also want to let you know about how to get a free pound of coffee. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get signed up over there.
Yeah, if you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you will get a pound of the most delicious, shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica bean coffee you have tasted. It is delicious, excellent coffee. And for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we're able to give another microloan to another family to be able to get the things that they need. Now, we are going to be going through a different organization to do that here in the near future.
Oh, you told me about that.
Yep, we're switching to Kiva.
I'm excited by that because Kiva was the first microloan group I ever heard about. I remember we talked about them like a decade ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and I like them too. They're not religious, so that's something. It's international, like Free Talk Live's international. And, I've been with them for many years. I mean, as like 5 or 6 years I've been doing microloans.
You've been providing money for microloans.
I have. And so now I have an opportunity to hook up the BuzzBox program with that.
That's
so
cool.
Anyway, it's coffee.freetalklive.com. Try a pound. You pay the shipping. We'll get you a pound of coffee. Continue the subscription. Help people around the world live in better conditions. You drink coffee already. You can help people get a hand up instead of a handout.
The editorial piece here, the opinion piece at the LA Times, says that you shouldn't be watching the naked pictures or videos of the celebrities that have leaked out over the last few days, and you shouldn't be watching the beheading videos. They claim that in the case of the pictures of the celebs, it makes you a party to a theft. In the former, it makes you the audience for mass murderers. You can watch all the online porn that you can afford, says the author, and play all the realistically violent video games you can stomach. This is different. Of course people are curious. I'm curious about what heroin would be like, but that doesn't mean I'll be gratifying that curiosity.
Yeah, well, the reason that you wouldn't choose not to do heroin has a lot less to do, has a lot more to do with its ill effects on your life than it's illegal.
But isn't this person, it's Pat Morrison. Don't know if that's a guy or not, but anyway, isn't Pat here making a point that if you're looking at the pictures of the celebrities, that you're party to a theft?
I don't believe that's the case.
Aren't you receiving stolen property?
Well, what is first off, everything's stolen. I mean, everything you have is there's so many things that are stolen. Look at the jewelry we've got. Gold's been around a long time. They wrote about it in the Bible, mm-hmm. right? So unless you got gold from land that was never stolen from anyone.
All right, now you're really reaching here.
I'm not reaching. What's the point? If you're going to talk about what's stolen, let's talk about what's stolen, okay? These are things that have actually been stolen from somebody. These pictures from these celebrities, they aren't missing their nipples because I'm looking at them, okay? Mm-hmm. They haven't lost anything, so the claim that I have stolen something is tenuous at best.
But there's a breach. I mean, there's been a security breach here.
Okay, there's a security breach.
This hacker got into Apple's system. They pulled down these photos. So that's not theft?
Security breach is,
Or is it just working the system?
The person.
Is it because Apple left a bug in the software? You're just exploiting a bug and you're working the system?
I don't know the answer as to whether or not, it seems to me that that's vandalism and whatever. If you want to call it theft, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But the responsibility for theft mm-hmm. comes from the person who did the stealing. Either that or we're all guilty of theft. I have spent a lot of time thinking about this, Ian, and the best I can come up with is, you're guilty of theft if you steal something, and if you're a party to it, I would
then
never.
It's receiving stolen property. Which is a different crime.
Yeah, that's a different crime, but is it a crime in a moral sense? And I'm not sure it is entirely.
Only if you know it's stolen.
I don't know that that's the case either.
Look, you have to knowingly receive stolen property.
I know that the land I live on and the land you live on was stolen from Abenaki Indians.
I'm not responsible for that.
Oh, now you're not responsible. A minute ago, I was responsible for receiving stolen property.
I didn't say you were responsible. This is not my opinion. This is the opinion of the author at LA Times. He's saying it makes you a party to a theft, which can be an accessory, not that you're the actual thief. No one's saying that.
I don't know whether he's talking about a legal sense or whether he's talking about a moral sense. I could care less
about a legal claim,
and I only care about his moral claim. A legal claim is just a bunch of liars, paid liars, as we call them down in the South. They're liars instead of lawyers. Mm-hmm. I don't care what they say. It's beyond me. I don't care. But if you're talking about a moral sense, let's have a conversation about what stealing is.
Back to the story. He says the videos of the beheadings of journalists James Foley and Stephen Sotloff are both indecently intimate invasions into the last moments of each man's life and propaganda. Foley's family implored us, saying, quote, "Don't watch the video. Don't share it. That's not how life should be," unquote. YouTube took it down, but like a hydra, it sprang up in many other places. The naked celebrity images are stolen as surely as if someone swiped them out of a Hermes purse. The much-googled phrase celebrity nude photo leak wrongly...
Is a Hermes purse an expensive purse?
I'm going to guess it is.
Okay.
Wrongly implies the celebrities or their agents released them. The cheeky web gossip Perez Hilton posted some of the photos and was shamed by his followers into taking them down and apologizing to actress Jennifer Lawrence. When we click on the links to these pictures, we implicitly endorse the means used to get them and encourage people who make money or reputations from the hits to go do more of the same. Is there an argument there? Yes.
There's an argument that if you look at pictures of naked celebs, that you then give these people that work for basically clickbait, that, you know, so it's all about the clicks, you do give them a reason to do what they do. Sure.
The British publication.
It's the same argument that drug users are guilty for the actions of drug dealers and, you know, blaming poor people for wanting a better life in foreign countries and a whole variety of other things that, that are claimed. I think that it's a tenuous claim.
Well, I tend to agree with you on that. It sounds very similar to the claim that, you know, voting endorses the system. You know, by voting that you're somehow totally giving your say-so and your go-ahead through to the entire
government. It's even sadder than that. I'm sorry. Voting, you can vote no on everything that you see come before you. You can vote for the smaller government choice. Sometimes it's very, 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 very hard. But most of the time I'd say that.
No, but what I'm saying is that the argument of the anti-voting crowd is a lot of times one of their main arguments is that by voting, even if you vote for the libertarian or the voluntarist or whatever, the anarchist, that somehow you're endorsing the system. That they take this – there's this huge logical jump going from the act of voting and your own motivations for it to what they believe that your motivations are or that your actions are in somehow, in some way, endorsing. Same
I understand what you're saying, and you're wrong, and let me point out why.
You're saying my comparison is wrong.
Your comparison sucks, and here's why. When you click on something and see the picture of the naked lady who's famous, you give quantifiably one click to people who make money on clicks. When you vote...
That's not necessarily true.
Well, you could, depending on where you go get it or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, many people are going to look at it. I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked at these pictures. I don't care about these pictures. Oh, my goodness. Here's somebody famous that's naked. Mm-hmm. I'd rather see somebody, naked that looks good naked rather than somebody... I just don't care. But when you vote, you aren't necessarily voting for the system. When you click, you are necessarily clicking for the system.
But you're wrong because you're not necessarily clicking to benefit anyone's system.
If you can somehow avoid the clicking system, then I would say the argument is invalid.
Yes, you are invalid because there are all kinds of locations where one can go and get these photos. 4chan, of course, was the location where they were first released, and there's no clickbaiting going on there. You can get them through the torrent sites. There's more coming up here. 855, 450 free. What do you think?
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Mark, was there some news about the marijuana investment conference?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me on that. It's something important to point out. Apparently, the organizer has had some very rapid onset of some terrible form of cancer.
Oh, my.
That was just called yesterday about this, actually, during the show. I didn't get the message until after the show. So they have, for whatever reason, gone and canceled the event because of this. I don't have any specifics beyond that. The message was rather short. I don't know.
I take it folks should be expecting a refund if they have purchased tickets.
Yes, that was the indication that I got. So, I'm sorry that that worked out the way that it did.
Mm.
I don't know. I guess I'm not going to the marijuana investment conferences after all.
Darn.
The end of the week.
Sounded like it was going to be a good event. Hopefully he or she will get well soon.
It's a he. Yeah.
Hopefully he'll get well soon and maybe do it next year.
I don't know what the deal is.
We'll find out.
They claim to be doing the event in October or something more is going to happen, but I don't know the specifics.
All right. Well, if we hear anything new, we'll certainly let you know on that. Should we get the website out anyway for folks who want to, if they need to go and check
out
the
details? As a reminder, it's a marijuanainvestmentconferences.com.
I imagine they'll be posting some sort of details about that if they have.
I imagine they will, yeah.
All right, so toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Los Angeles Times author Pat Morrison saying, hey, you shouldn't be looking at those pictures of those celebrities. You shouldn't be watching the videos, the alleged beheading videos that we've talked about here this week on Free Talk Live and a couple weeks ago as well. Back to the story here. The argument is that when you click on the links to the pictures, that endorses implicitly the means used to get them, and encourage people who make money or reputations from the hits to do more of the same. Well, whether or not you click on them is, certainly not going to ultimately decide whether or not somebody else hacks into some iCloud account. But I guess the argument is that if only everyone wouldn't click on these pictures, then no one would hack the pictures anymore, is essentially what this person is saying, which of course is ridiculous, because to convince everyone to not click on nude celebrity photos or beheading videos just isn't going to happen. But is there a decent point that this person's making, that it is in some way wrong to do so? And, maybe it's persuasive that this is somehow encouraging theft or encouraging digital breaking and entering in the case of the nude photos. Let me go on here. So they talk about how Perez Hilton, apparently this kind of entertainment blogger, had posted some of the photos and was shamed into taking them down.
For the longest time, I thought this was Paris Hilton had gotten a real job. I didn't know.
No, somebody else. In fact, I think it's a guy. The British publication The Spectator calls the Islamic State images beheading porn, talking about the videos of the people allegedly being beheaded. And there's no shortage of them, thanks to the Islamic State and its propaganda effort. They may inflame, they may titillate, they may intimidate, but inevitably they coarsen and degrade. And isn't that giving the Islamic State what it wants?
Giving the Islamic State what they want is, well, that's a really tough question. What they want is they want the United States out of the Middle East. So
clicking on nudie videos or beheading videos isn't going to stop that.
Well, do I want to give them what they want? I guess I do want to give them what they want, because I don't think the United States has any business in the Middle East. So I think that, yes, I want to give them what they want, but the clicking on the video doesn't have anything to do with that.
Toll-free number is 855-450.
Can't I make the argument that if these reporters didn't go to the Middle East in the first place, they wouldn't be there and they wouldn't be giving the Islamic State what they want?
There's a good argument to be made here that ultimately this is all a big waste of time, that this nudie thing with the celebrities was top headline. At least on the Drudge Report it was, for at least a day, and it was major headlines for, 2 days after that. I don't know what the update is today. I guess you said Ariana Grande has said something about those are fake pictures and she would look better if they were real pictures.
Yeah. I look so much better than that.
So, I mean, to some extent, it's a commentary. The fact that people are so obsessed with this and that the news media is picking up on that is a commentary of how vapid, perhaps, society can be, how celebrity-obsessed people can be. But ultimately, there are some interesting issues to be discussed within this particular news story, one of them being the idea that you are responsible for your security. And if you trust somebody like Apple or Google or whoever, Home Depot, Target, if we're talking about credit card info, for instance, if you trust anybody else with your security, then it's out of your hands, and you just have to trust them and hope that they get it right. And maybe you'll luck out. Maybe you won't get hacked. But maybe you will. And there's nothing you can ultimately do if you aren't taking your own steps to secure things. So, Mark, you had talked about if you have pictures and you want them to be secure, put them on some sort of an encrypted device. Put them on an encrypted file folder.
Well, even if it's not encrypted, if you just keep it on a thumb drive and you're safe, you'll be better off.
Right, or encrypted on the thumb drive in the safe.
That's a better choice.
So, but my point being that you have to go through the steps necessary to protect your data, whether that data is naked pictures, your Bitcoin wallet, or documents important to your business.
Speaking of which, I was just thinking about mentioning this, and then you brought it up. You and I trusted an organization that we should have trusted early on in Bitcoin.
We had hosed.
Yeah, we had what is now probably thousands of dollars worth of Bitcoin stolen from us in the mybitcoinwallet.com debacle. And this was just
what they were called. I'd forgotten their name.
Yeah, this was just a website. They weren't a sponsor or anything like that. Just a website where you could put your Bitcoins.
Let's put some Bitcoins here.
Just put the Bitcoins here. And essentially what you did is we gave money to somebody who didn't,
it was a scam.
And they just took it from us.
That's what happened.
Thousands of dollars worth.
Buyer beware, as they say. But here's another angle to this story. There's multiple people that were hacked in this celebrity hacking. One of them is an Olympic gymnast. Most of them were celebrities as far as movies and TV shows and things. But Michaela Maroney was one of many whose nude photos or alleged nude photos.
Talented young lady.
She's 18 now, and apparently she had originally claimed these were fake. But now she's changed her story, and she's admitting they were real and saying that, you shouldn't have these because they were taken when she was under the age of 18.
Now, I've got to say, you know, what the one thing that I get from this is sort of the shame that she felt about taking these pictures. She must have felt shame if she lied, right?
Mm.
Because I don't feel she should feel shame about that. I'm just imagining these pictures are completely just naked pictures as opposed to some kind of weird, you know, porn kind of thing. I'm just imagining these are naked pictures. There's nothing wrong in my mind with taking naked pictures of yourself. Letting them out of your sight and things like that, unadvisable. I would suggest not taking the pictures. But if you choose to do it, I get it. A young woman, you know, growing into herself may want to see what somebody might look at from a third party. I get it. Nothing wrong with it. She shouldn't feel shame. I think it's terrible that she feels shame over this.
Right. And, of course, they have her attorney has sent out letters to porn.com informing them that she was under the age of 18, read it. Has pulled down the subreddits where these photos were being posted, and so they're claiming this is child pornography, which, of course, it's not, in my opinion, at least. If they are nude photos, then they're not porn. I think that you have to have some sort of sexual thing going on in a photo for it to be pornography, and the idea that you know, someone who was 17 and 6 months or however old she was at the time these pictures were taken, the idea that the picture in a shower or something like that is somehow porn,
right,
I disagree with.
Well, I think that a good thing to point out is that it doesn't matter what you think. Can families take nudist families? Can they take pictures of their kids at events? And the answer is yes. So if you think this is porn, you're going to need to prove that you have made a criminal accusation and. What you have said is slanderous unless libelous
yeah.
unless you can prove it. So watch your tongue, people, because the very laws that you wish to enact, people, will come back and stab you through your throat.
Well, I think it's interesting that Michaela actually came out and admitted these were real because ultimately she may be admitting herself into criminal charges. I mean, we've seen case after case where teenagers are charged with manufacturing child pornography for just taking naked pictures of themselves. Now, maybe if they were to actually go to trial, they could defeat those charges because it's not child porn. It's not porn of any sort if it's just naked pictures. But nobody ever goes to trial because they get scared. They're felony charges or whatever.
Yeah,
and they
nobody wants a felony charge, that's for sure.
They take the plea deal. So it makes me wonder, is Michaela Maroney going to be treated like the average teenager?
The answer is no.
And charged with manufacturing child pornography for admitting that she took her own naked pictures. And what do you think? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.
$33.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.